The Atlanta Falcons are the first team in NFL history to start 3-0 after trailing behind in the fourth quarter of each game. The Atlanta Falcons have been on the road for 2 weeks. They finally get to play their first home game on a Sunday at the Georgia Dome this weekend.
No, we don't do anything different, but we certainly have lots of respect and regard for how they play. They play tough, aggressive, and starts right from the top. We have great respect for Romeo and, you know, the defensive that he's put together through the years. And then, like you said, it goes all the way through their defense. Tough competitors, guys who love to battle, and we've got a bunch of those on our offensive line as well. So when we get into those matchups, we don't try to make one more important than another or, you know, special circumstance. It'll be a great fight and one we're looking forward to.
Well, that's important every week. I mean, that's our job. Our job is to get the quarterback out of the spot and harass him as much as we can and make it easy for them on the back end. But, you know, by them covering and doing the things they do on the back end, we get sacks up front. So it works hand in hand.
Julio Jones is your NFC Offensive Player of the Month. He leads the league with 34 catches and 440 receiving yards. His 34 catches is the most in NFL history in the first three games of the season, and he also leads the league with 23 first down receptions.
Like I said earlier, my offensive line doing a great job, giving Matt time to throw the ball, running back in protection, and other receivers as well. You know, running routes to get me open, and I do the same for them.
Brooks Reed might get some playing time this weekend after returning from injury and in perfect time to match up against some old friends.
I know, it was set up pretty perfectly right there, but, you know, they're a great team, and they got a lot of weapons that we gotta take care of. So, you know, we're going to practice hard and have a good game plan for them.
Last weekend, Devontae Freeman rushed for 141 yards and 3 touchdowns. He currently is tied for the league lead with 4 rushing touchdowns.
I was just taking it one day at a time, trying to get back. I'm not really a big stat guy, nothing like that. I'm more so just about getting the win, and I just want to lay it all on the line for my teammates. So that's how I approach it and how I look at it.
For more information on this weekend's matchup against the Texans, check our game primer here at AtlantaFalcons.com. And Falcons fans, head out to the Falcon Landing before kickoff. Come participate in some fun Falcons activities as well as check out the progress on the new stadium. And I'll be there, so come say hey. For AtlantaFalcons.com, I'm Ashley Rose.